Welcome to CICK News, the only news source in the North truly dedicated to local stories on the ground. CICK News addresses the diverse needs of the underserved communities between Burns Lake and Haida Gwaii through firsthand stories and in-depth interviews. CICK News funding is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially support campus and community radio stations in Canada, as well as the Government of Canada. We are your hosts, Pam Hassan and Dan Messick, and we are on the dial at 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. Our call letters are CICK, and we are broadcasting from the unceded Gitindam Territory, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com, or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Smithers Community Radio.
It's a steel package. It's not going to be concrete. It's going to be timber decking, similar to what's existing right now. But instead of the timber structure that's existing, kind of 100% for all the structural members, it'll be a steel structural member with timber decking on top of this.
On this episode of CICK News, this is the final part of the Quick Bridge project until new developments occur, which is likely to be the reopening of the crossing to the residents of Quick on both the north and south side of the Bulkley River. If you haven't heard part one and two, please visit smithersradio.com. And part two just aired this Tuesday past, so click on CICK News podcast and you'll find it right there. Today, I'm sharing my interview with project engineer Jordan Skiberis from Luxton Construction. Luxton was awarded the $4.3 million job to take the current bridge apart and replace it with a new steel structure. In the interview, Jordan will describe how the demolition will happen, but that part of the project is well underway now in January of 2023. I spoke to Jordan in mid-December of 2022. I will also share the Ministry of Transportation response I received about concerns on the length of the project, road maintenance, and communications with the Quick villagers. Thanks for listening to this episode of CICK News.
My name is Jordan Skiberis. I am the project engineer for a general contractor called Luxton Construction. We've been contracted to carry out the demolition and the construction of the Quick Bridge. We major in kind of heavy civil works. We also have a marine division. And so we've kind of combined those two forces to come out to complete this project.
What is Luxton's history with bridge projects, both demolition and rehabilitation? And also, could you tell me, our listeners, what the difference is?
Yeah, for sure. Luxton Construction, we've been contracted by the Ministry of Transportation on a number of jobs over the last few years, most noticeably a smaller bridge deconstruction and reconstruction project out in Surrey for an Anderson Creek Bridge project. We've also done remediation work. The first one was up in Tumbler Ridge at the Bull Moose project, and then we had done another one that we're wrapping up in Powell River for the Wildwood Bridge. In terms of the difference between the deconstruction and the rehabilitation, the project that we're working on right now for Quick is a deconstruction and then a reconstruction of a new bridge. So in that sense, we've been contracted to take out what's existing for the Quick Bridge. We'll be completely dismantling it and disposing of it. And then we have the construction of a brand new Navy C200 bridge that we'll be erecting on the land here and then launching into place on the existing pier tops.
Could this have been a rehabilitation job rather than a deconstruction and reconstruction job?
I can't really comment on the state of it. What I do know is that at the time of tender, all the documents that were released to us had shown that there was considerable rot and a lot of the timber members, and that's kind of why the ministry had decided to go with a full reconstruction of the project.
What part of the project are you at right now?
Currently, where we're at right now for the project is we have jacked up the north span of the bridge, and we're working on safely removing it onto the land where the dismantling of it will proceed. No actual deconstruction of the bridge will be taking place over the river for environmental reasons and for safety reasons. So we're anticipating by the Christmas shutdown here, which is approximately December 23rd, that half of the bridge will be completely dismantled and disposed of.
So the Government of BC site that's dedicated to this project, it says the completion is slated for February 2023. Do you think that that's a viable timeline?
I think currently what we're looking at in terms of when the contract was awarded and where we're at today, I think a more realistic timeline is probably the beginning of April. The weather's surprisingly been quite cooperative so far in terms of, I think our biggest concern at this stage of construction would be any snow loading that we would be seeing on the bridge. The crews have been doing a great job of mitigating that. I know we had minimal snow so far, but they've been on the bridge deck there, making sure it's all been removed safely, keeping those loads minimized. And moving forward, we'll be monitoring that as well. Once that bridge is completely off, though, we won't have any concerns for that. Obviously, the low temperatures are an obstacle that we have to overcome, but being the time that the project was awarded, you know, we're doing everything that we can right now to keep things moving smoothly.
So currently, when we're speaking, the bridge is completely closed, not just to vehicle traffic, but also to foot traffic. Do you know at what point foot traffic will be allowed back on the bridge?
For safety reasons and liability reasons, we won't be able to open the bridge back up to foot traffic until the project is complete. In terms of temporary structures, it's a permitting issue more than anything. So to work in the water and to build a temporary structure, we'd have to have the proper permits in place to do so. And that hasn't really been allocated for this project.
Have the members of the community of Quick visited the job site a lot? Like, I know it's such a tight community. And if so, you know, what are their questions and concerns that you or the workers would feel responsible to answer, or things that you can answer?
I have talked to a few of the local community so far about that. I think at the end of the day, a lot of the concerning questions are kind of what's going to be happening with the existing bridge and the load limits and stuff with the new bridge and just when it's going to be open and how accessible it's going to be.
Yeah. And I heard from one member of Quick that Luxton is being, I guess, maybe kind of agreeable about people being able to salvage pieces of the bridge. Is that true?
Well, currently we have a contract with a local contractor who's going to be taking all the material for us. And they are open to the idea of discussing how that's going to be distributed to the public. Mm-hmm. So that will be out of our hands. I do know that the ministry is currently working with us for some of the salvage material that I believe at the start of the project was requested for kind of like a memorial to the existing bridge.
You being on the ground there and seeing the, you know, seeing the effects of this 101-year-old bridge, you know, that's been a mainstay of the river for so long. What kind of environmental impacts are you seeing as it's coming apart? Or is that kind of in the forefront of your mind of how to deconstruct a bridge?
Yeah, obviously environmental impacts are a huge concern for us. As a construction company, we want to come in and not only do we want to complete the job on time and in budget, but we want to leave the community happy and minimal impact to the environment. That was a large strategy in why we came forth with our method for deconstructing the bridge. We're going to be pulling it off, so that's why none of the deconstruction is happening over the water, all of it's happening on land. To further mitigate that, we've hired an environmental contractor that visits the site periodically to review everything that we're doing and make recommendations on what we can do better.
Have you ever worked on a bridge this old?
No, I can't say I have. Previous experience with those other MOTI contracts that I had mentioned have all been kind of concrete structures. Never something in terms of 100 plus years that we're dealing with now.
Yeah. Is there any sort of new challenges when it's an older structure like this, especially knowing that there will be some salvaging done? Do you have to approach it any differently?
There's some more, it's, I wouldn't say there's more risk. There's variation of risk involved when you're doing deconstruction of a bridge this old and how it was constructed as well. The Howe truss is a very, there's no redundancy in the design. So every member does have, a function, an right. important function that holds the bridge together. So you can't just aimlessly start hacking or removing materials. You have to really think through the process and periodically, you know, make sure everything's still fastened properly when you're taking it apart, so you don't have any incidents on site. And I think another challenge here is just everything's a wooden structure. and it's because it's been here for so long, you know, there's a lot of rot throughout the wood that was done on further inspections. But it's hard to determine what the extent of that rot is throughout the entirety of the bridge. Again, that's kind of why we've come up with the removal and deconstruction techniques that we have, kind of launching those launch girders out, fully supporting the bridge and rolling it off onto the mainland, just so, you know, when we do start the deconstruction, any unforeseens are happening on land and out of the water.
As I had mentioned in part two of the Quick Bridge story, I reached out to the Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure many times last year. My last attempt was right before the Christmas break in December. I had a lot of back and forth with a communications director, Maurice Sinclair, who finally let me know that I would not be granted an interview regarding the Quick Bridge, and thus sent me a written response, which I will now read to you. The contract for bridge decommission and replacement was issued to Luxton Construction Limited. The site became a closed construction zone in mid-November and bridge decommission is currently underway. To inform residents of the construction starting, updates were posted to the Quick Bridge project website. An email was sent directly to the Quick Station Residents Association and some engaged stakeholders were called directly. The Quick Bridge website will continue to be updated throughout the project. The Quick Bridge will reopen to pedestrian and vehicle traffic upon project completion, anticipated for late February 2023. The project website will be updated if there are any changes to the schedule. Road maintenance is always a priority for the ministry, and the ministry will continue to monitor traffic volumes and work with the maintenance contractor to ensure appropriate maintenance is being performed on Lawson Road. The hydrotechnical assessment that was completed for the new Quick Bridge design incorporated the potential for ice jams at this site. And that was from Marie Sinclair, Public Affairs Officer of the Government Communication and Public Engagements for the Ministry of Transportation and Infrastructure.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICK News. CICK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer Pam Hassan and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.